Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank the Lord that you're able to join me as we, with the Lord's help, bring this message on spiritual renewal to conclusion. We were talking about basic steps to spiritual renewal, and there's three I'd like to share with you. Praise, which we covered on yesterday's broadcast, forgiveness, and mental hygiene. I'll explain all of those. But the importance of praise, as I was sharing on yesterday's broadcast, just as the importance of blood is to our physical body, it carries oxygen, it carries nutrients to every cell in our body, or just as our respiratory system, our lungs, our nose, all the things that allow air to get into our physical body, so is praise healing therapy. It is an important part, part of the spiritual circulatory system. It was like, as I was meditating before the Lord, I began to see it really was as a spiritual flow, that where we praise God, the very breath of life that we offer, the word, the fruit of our lips, offering that indwelling spirit life back to God in worship, the very breath of life. And there's a circulating effect, if you will, which, if you know what I'm talking about, if you've been in services where the presence of God is flowing, you know what I'm talking about. Beloved, many suffer from blockages of fear and hate, strife, anxiety, pride, and that prevents the circulation of spirit life through the inner man, if you will. And the practice of praise opens the inner man to a flow of divine life, flushing out those restrictions. Praise God. Well, I could say more, but we need to move on to the next point, and that is forgiveness. Now, I won't spend a lot of time on this, but I think it's fairly evident, but unforgiveness and weariness and fatigue are bedfellows. Unforgiveness drains one of vitality, it saps energy. It takes a lot of time and energy to nurse a grudge, beloved. To forgive is not to justify. Only God justifies. He handles all justification through Christ's death on the cross. But God asks us to forgive others in the way we have been forgiven. Basically, it's in the stead of Christ. Let me read briefly from the third chapter of Acts, 19th verse. Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. So it's important that we not harbor unforgiveness. We must forgive. And you know what? My sister Glass, you don't know what they did to me. You know what? It doesn't really matter. It doesn't matter if they were so wrong and you were in the right. Being right has nothing to do with it. We must forgive. Remember the Lord's Prayer. Forgive us as we forgive those who trespass against us. And now, moving on to the final point I'd like to share with you, is mental hygiene. And you might say, that's a strange description, if you will. Well, the Word tells us we're to have the mind of Christ. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. And I'd just like to take a moment. I shared recently with UCM Partners, A Healthy Brain, the Mind of Christ. I composed an article from a resource that drew on the research of Carolyn Leaf, who is a cognitive neuroscientist and author of Switch on Your Brain. And basically, she left her practice of more than 22 years to travel around the world teaching people about brain science. And she says it's an important message for the church, especially because science offers a way that we can understand truths found in God's Word and learn more about His creation. And it's fascinating that, in fact, if you would like this article, just request it. The announcer will give our contact information, but I'll be happy to send it to you free of charge. But we're talking about mental hygiene. Now, let's look at the world in which we live. We know that a man has always had wars, and one of the most insidious ways they have war is through germ or biological warfare. That's a terrible thing, is it not? Defenseless, innocent people can be killed because of such a treacherous, it's an enemy you can't see. And yet, beloved, what we sometimes are involved in is self-inflicted germ warfare. And that's incomprehensible. Yet, it happens all the time among believers when we willfully or thoughtlessly expose our spirits to damaging things. You know, I've known people that love God, and yet they allow things in their ear and eye gate that they really shouldn't be listening to or watching. I know in my own life, the things that didn't bother me numbers of years ago, now I don't have the liberty to do that. I don't enjoy watching R-rated movies. I don't enjoy listening to a bunch of profanity on the television. I don't enjoy listening or watching indecency. Beloved, we have to be careful about what we expose ourselves to. Now, physically, think about this. Wouldn't there be a severe threat? Wouldn't it be really dangerous if you live right next to a cesspool of the most contagious bacteria on earth? Wouldn't you just want to get out of there as fast as you can? Then, of course, if we take such care, and all these, you know, the proliferation of bacterial washes, you know, you go into a supermarket and they have wipes that you can wipe down the shopping cart handle. Beloved, if we take such care on a physical level, spiritually, is it any different? The most deadly of all spiritual diseases is an improper thought life. Think about this. Our generation is probably the most informed, psychologically and in every other way, ever to live. The Word tells us there will be an increase in knowledge, and it's increasing exponentially. We know, just on a scientific level, that bad thinking can cause major problems and extreme weariness. Science has proved it can cause illness. Yet, beloved, if we ignore these warnings, if we don't learn to discipline our thought life, we invite disaster. Paul tells us how to be a successful Christian, and he does that in a very familiar passage in Philippians 4:8. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Praise God. And so, beloved, you and I need to grade, test our daily thought life patterns by this formula of divine psychotherapy, if you will. It's brief and uncomplicated. What did I just read? Well, Paul gives 8 classifications. If it's true, if it's honest, if it's just, if it's pure, if it's lovely, if it's of a good report, if there's virtue, if there's praise, think on these things. Now, does that mean that we'll never have a negative thought in our minds? Of course not, because we live in this world. Jesus said, in this world you will have tribulation. Be of good cheer, however, I've overcome the world. The point is, yes, we'll have plenty of negative things to deal with. We'll have plenty of unpleasant people in our face. We'll have many disquieting discouraging things that could happen to us, but where are we going to dwell? What are we going to dwell upon? That's the point. We will not dwell on the negative. We can't put our hand in the sand and say, oh, no, I never think of anything. Beloved, this is a new beginning for you if you will lay hold of it. Because you know what? If we will commit to those eight classifications, there's actually eight. Eight is the sum, a number of new beginnings. And it's a hallmark, if you were, a signature of the mind of Christ. Now, as I mentioned, it's not possible never to have thoughts that fail to qualify for such high standards, but the exhortation is for us not to dwell on negative or destructive thoughts. We will build up an immunity, if you will, if you'll allow me the license to carry on this mental hygiene aspect in terms of germ warfare, we'll build up an immunity against infectious habits that wrong thinking brings. And that's the thing. You see, we have wrong thinking, it will bring wrong habits. So, beloved, I just want you to be encouraged and strengthened in the Lord. Let's all commit to break those old habit patterns of focusing on the problems of our old nature, of focusing on the negative, of just looking at the battles, but rather by following these precepts for mental hygiene, that by concentrating on all these things that Philippians 4:8 emphasizes, we become exposed to the possibilities of God's kingdom. Beloved, spiritual renewal begins when we enter in to God's rest. Praise God. I just want to bring this broadcast to a close in this week by prayer. Join me, if you will. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for what you've shared with us on spiritual renewal out of your word. And Father, I thank you that every listener is going to experience, starting right now, a new renewal of body, mind, soul, and spirit, that your anointing will be ministered to them, and especially, Lord, in the area of the mind. Lord, that you will enable us by the word of God to renew our mind. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So grant this, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise God. It's been such a joy to minister to you. And remember, if you'd like to request that article free of charge, I'll be delighted to send it to you, A Healthy Brain. And I'll send that two-page article to you. Thank you so much for joining me. And I'm already looking forward to next time. We'll see what the Lord has for us. But until then, the announcer is going to give our contact information. I love you. Until then, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.